Welcome to Many Messages. I'm Brother James, and this is Holy Week.
Thursday. So, the fifth day of Holy Week is Thursday, and it's a very important day in Holy Week for Christians. We're going to look at the betrayal of Jesus, the Holy Sacrament, the Lord's Supper, and also the prospect of denial. So first, let's jump into Scripture here with Matthew chapter 26, verses 17 through 25. It says, "On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples come to Jesus and asked, 'Where do you want us to prepare the Passover so you may eat it?' 'Go into the city to a certain man,' he said, 'and tell him, the teacher says, my time is near. I'm celebrating the Passover at your place with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, he was reclining at the table with the 12. While they were eating, he said, 'I assure you, one of you will betray me.' Deeply distressed, each one began to say to him, 'Surely not I, Lord.' He replied, 'The one who dipped his hand with me in the bowl, he will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born.' Then Jesus, his betrayer, replied, 'Surely not I, Rabbi.' 'You have said it,' he told him." So, the 15th of Nisan is the first day of Passover, and traditionally that's when this is taken place. We see at the beginning it says it's on the first day of the unleavened bread, which is the first day of Passover. Jesus and his disciples were set to enjoy the Passover meal, and while they ate, Jesus began to tell about the betrayal that was coming. He even proclaims that it is something that has to happen, but with dire consequences. According to John's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 27 specifically, the moment Jesus ate the bread that Jesus had given him, the devil entered into him. Jesus knows what is about to happen, and yet he sits and enjoys the meal, teaching his disciples as usual. So Jesus knows that he's about to be betrayed. According to John's Gospel, he knows that the devil has just entered Judas and is going to force him to go turn him in. And yet he continues to enjoy the meal with his disciples as usual, teaching them all the while. He knows, more importantly than any of that, that it's God's plan that is laid out for him and God's plan that is laid out for us. And he still requests our company. So in the face of betrayal, Jesus continues to carry on. And if we allow him, he will carry on in us as well. Even when things look dark, even in your darkest times, Jesus will continue to fellowship with you in such a way to bring you comfort and to give you guidance in teaching, if you let him. And one of the ways that this takes place, and it's something that most of us traditionally do this time of year, a lot of people do it on Good Friday or on Easter Sunday, but some people will do this at their home as well, is the supper. And so when we look at Scripture, Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 30, it says, "As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, 'Take and eat. Take and eat it. This is my body.' Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, 'Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood that establishes the covenant. It is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I tell you, from this moment, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it in a new way in my Father's kingdom with you.' And after singing psalms, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So, faced with betrayal and having knowledge of his pending crucifixion, Jesus establishes what we now refer to as communion. And that's the scene that we see in the Last Supper. So Jesus and the 11 of his disciples who were left, because at this point Judas had left to go betray him and hand him over to the Pharisees. So Jesus and the other 11 are gathered in the upper guest room of a house in Jerusalem for Passover. They're relaxing around the table when Jesus takes a piece of unleavened bread and shares it with his followers. He breaks it and he tells them that this is to represent his body, which is broken for their sins, and that they should continue this as a tradition to remember him. He then takes his cup, fills it with wine, and shares it with them as well, telling them that it represents his blood, which is spilled for all mankind. It's poured out into the cup for all mankind. And again, they're to do this in remembrance of him. So this is how we get the Lord's Supper, the Holy Sacrament, communion, whatever you want to call it in your church. And it's established here with the Last Supper of Jesus Christ. And Paul tells us that we should prepare ahead of time for this event, and it should never be taken lightly. And I completely agree with him. In 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 through 32, Paul writes, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy way will be guilty of sin against the body and the blood of the Lord. So a man should examine himself in this way. He should eat the bread and drink from the cup. For whoever eats and drinks without recognizing the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. This is why many are sick and ill among you, and many have fallen asleep. If we were properly evaluating ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we may not be condemned with the world." So if you're planning on taking communion this week, make sure that you've examined yourself. Make sure that you've repented of anything that you may have not taken to mind. Because communion is in remembrance of Christ. It's a holy sacrament that we all get to partake of, and it should never be taken lightly. Now, moving on to the final part of today's message is the prospect of denial. And scripture comes out of Matthew 26, verses 31 through 35. It says, "Jesus said to them, 'Tonight all of you will run away because of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been resurrection, I will go ahead of you to Galilee.' Peter told him, 'Even if everyone runs away because of you, I will never run away.' 'I assure you,' Jesus said to him, 'tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' 'Even if I have to die with you,' Peter told him, 'I will never deny you.' And all the disciples said the same thing." So, they've entered Jerusalem, they've went to the upper room, and they've had the meal, and now Jesus has led his disciples to the Mount of Olives to pray and rest, and while he's there, he tells them that every single one of them will run away and will deny him. And which the majority of them will run away while he's being arrested. And in fact, Mark chapter 14, verse 51 and 52 mentions that one person that was following him that night, somebody had grabbed a hold of his clothes and he tore his clothes off and ran away naked. It was that serious of a time that this guy was willing to run away naked in order to get away from being arrested. But while Jesus is telling them this, Peter speaks up and says that he would never deny Jesus. But then Jesus assures him that not only would Peter deny him, but he would do it three times before the rooster crowed. So, I mean, this identifies the fact that we all will, at some time or another, more than likely, deny or betray Christ in our lives. And the important part of that is our reaction to our denial or betrayal. We can be like Judas and completely deny and betray Christ and turn away from Him, or we can be like Peter and repent of it. And we'll probably look at that a little later. But the important part is to keep heart that Christ stands ready to die for you and me, even in the face of our denial. So much so that He already has died for you and me in the face of our denial. So, I've enjoyed this message. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope you get a lot from it. Keep heart that Christ stands ready to die for us, even if He has to do it all over again. God bless. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. It's almost here. Almost ready for the big message. Thank you. Can't wait to talk to y'all tomorrow. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this content, please visit my website, www.brotherjamesparty.com, to view and listen to more content that I've been able to put out. You can also subscribe to the website there and receive updates as new material comes out. And also, you can either go to patreon.com/brotherjamesparty, or you can click the Patreon button at the bottom of the welcome page, and you would be helping me out into bringing you further, better, more in-depth content. I would greatly appreciate it. Love you guys. Thanks so much.